Harlem Hats presents... The Strange Dr. Weird.
Good evening. Come in, won't you? You seem a bit nervous. Perhaps it would calm you a little if I were to read to you from the secret journal of Professor Drake. It's a fascinating tale. I call it Journey into the Unknown. There are some extremely interesting entries in Professor Drake's journal, particularly those beginning with the entry made October 1st, which reads, "Today my son Paul has reached the final stages in the preparation of his serum number 17. After 2 years of intensive work and 16 failures, he believes that he's at last succeeded."
But just think of it, Paul. Before you took the serum, you could only lift 200 pounds. But now you can lift 400. Why, your strength has been doubled.
Yes. With the added strength my serum will give him, man will be able to resist diseases that he succumbs to now. His lifespan will be lengthened by 20 or 30 years. Perhaps he...
No, I'll answer it, Paul. Oh, it's you, Julia.
Yes, I want you, Paul.
Oh, you can't, Julia. He's right in the midst of an experiment.
But I haven't seen or heard from him in 2 weeks. After all, I am his fiancé.
Well, Julia, he can't be disturbed. He's in the...
Oh, hello, darling.
Why, Julia.
Oh, God, you squeeze me so tightly.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm afraid I don't know my own strength.
Oh, that's all right. Now, what kind of experiment is it you're working on?
Darling, I can't reveal anything yet, not even to you. But when my work is done, you'll be the first one to hear about it.
Here's the entry for October 7th. Serum number 17 is effective beyond Paul's wildest hopes.
Oh, think of it, Paul. Today you were able to lick up 600 pounds with ease.
Yes.
Why are you staring at yourself in the mirror so?
Father, do you notice any change in the shape of my head?
Why, no, Paul. And I'd certainly notice a change if there were one.
Yes, of course. It must be just my imagination.
On October 8th, he wrote, "This morning when I entered the laboratory, I found Paul fast asleep at his desk. I woke him."
Paul, wake up.
Huh?
You should have gone to bed when I... Paul. No, it can't be.
What is it, Father? What's wrong?
Your face.
My face. Quick, hand me that mirror.
Here.
No. I was right. Look at me, Father. My face has become broad. The features flattened. The cheekbones prominent. And notice how thick the hair on my body has become. I've reverted to the Neanderthal man.
The Neanderthal man? But, Paul, he existed 50,000 years ago.
Yes, I know. At the swift pace I'm going backward, it may only be a week, a few days, before I revert to an ape completely.
Paul, what are we going to do?
There's only one way I can save myself. I must find a neutralizer that will stop the serum from changing me into an ape before it's too late.
In his entry for October 10th, he wrote, "Paul has been working 48 hours without rest, and so far has been unsuccessful in finding a neutralizer. This morning when I entered the laboratory, I could see that he is looking more and more like an ape every day."
Paul, you just can't go on this way. You've got to get some rest.
I can't rest. Every minute is precious. I lost 4 hours last night.
What? You lost 4 hours? I don't understand.
While I was working here last night, I glanced at the clock to find it was just 3 o'clock. Then, the next thing I remember was finding myself in the hall, and the clock was just striking 7.
What?
I can't remember those 4 hours, where I was, what I was doing. Those 4 hours, I lost my ability to think as a man. My mind became that of an ape. During those 4 hours, I actually was an ape.
return to the story of the terrible danger threatening this young scientist in just a moment. Meanwhile, for a breathing spell, a word from Dr. Weird.
Yes, yes, a breathing spell. Something pleasant to think upon. And what subject could be more appropriate at this fall season than hats? I'm sure my young friend here can tell you something most helpful about Adam hats.
Thank you, Doctor. Gentlemen, Adam, hatter to famous Americans for many years, has created a brand new value in fine headgear for men. It's the Adam 5. Nowhere in America can you find a better buy. Try on an Adam 5. See for yourself. Notice the perfect fit, the up-to-the-minute fashion, the quality feel of the lustrous, fine fur felt. Every Adam 5 is fine fur felt, hand-blocked by master craftsmen. And you have a great variety of correct styles from which to choose. Try on an Adam 5 tomorrow. You'll look right and feel right in one. Proud to be seen wearing one anywhere. For other Adam hats, choose from prices ranging from $3.45 to $10. If it bears the Adam crest of quality inside the crown, you can be sure of honest value. Now, let's return to Dr. Weird and his tale, Journey into the Unknown.
The entry for October 11th in Professor Drake's journal reads as follows. The changes in Paul's appearance continue. His body is now completely covered with a heavy growth of hair, and his skin is rapidly turning to a deep brown and becoming coarse and callous. His arms have lengthened almost 5 inches, and he walks more and more in a stooped manner, with hands almost touching the floor. There's yet no change in voice has been noted. On October 12th, he wrote, last night, Paul suddenly dropped a test tube and snarled at me. In that moment, he was completely an ape. The entry for October 13th reads, last night, when I came into the laboratory, I found a window open and Paul gone. I immediately rushed out into the night to find him. A few blocks away on the university campus, I saw police gathered around the body of a girl who had just been murdered. Every bone in her body had been crushed. A few hours later, Paul returned to this house. He could recall nothing of what had happened or where he'd been. To prevent another accident from occurring, today I had steel bars placed over Paul's bedroom window.
Oh, it's you, Julia.
Good evening, Mr. Drake. I want to see Paul.
No, I'm sorry, Julia, but Paul can't be disturbed. He's asleep in his room.
You've been putting me off for days, but this time I am going to see him.
Hey, Julia, come back. You can't see him now.
The light, is this?
Julia, you should...
Wait, he isn't here. His room's empty.
He isn't here.
Why were those bars put over Paul's windows?
It's all part of the experiment, Julia.
Well, this window over here, as though someone had bent the bars apart to escape. But no man could have bent bars as strong as these. That ape.
What ape, Julia?
The one that the police believe crushed that poor girl to death last night.
No, really, Julia. Do you think for a moment that...
You were using an ape in the experiment. This room was his cage. And now he's escaped.
Julia, you're wrong, I assure you.
Paul's out looking for that ape, isn't he? And the ape's a killer.
Please, Julia.
I'm going to get the police.
At the latest by day after tomorrow. And now, a special message from police headquarters. 20 minutes ago, an unidentified girl was found crushed to death. It is believed she was killed by the ape that murdered Betty Ryan late last night. All residents are warned to get off the street.
Father, I heard what that announcer said. I killed that girl tonight, didn't I? And the one last night, too. I'm a murderer.
Paul, listen to me. The police are looking everywhere for you. We haven't a moment to lose. The neutralizer we were working on last night, it should be ready by now, shouldn't it?
Yes. And this time I'm certain it will work.
You must take an injection before it's too late and you revert forever, money.
Open up in there! The police!
Quick, Father! The neutralizer before it's too late!
I have to fill this hypodermic, Paul, before I can give you the injection.
All right, you men. Break the door down.
Hurry, Father, hurry!
I am.
It's too late!
The ape, there he goes, man, out the window.
Paul, come back!
Mike, flash a warning to every patrol car. Issue Tommy guns to all the men. The orders are, shoot to kill! out, men. Spread out. We've got the ace cornered now.
Please, Chief, you've got to listen to me. If you'll only let me inject this neutralizer into him, then there won't be any need for all this.
Oh, don't listen to him, Chief. That ape's a killer.
Yeah, we're going to put an end to that ape once and for all.
Oh, no, you can't. You don't understand. It isn't an ape. It's my son, Professor Drake.
Your son. I know an ape when I see one.
Yes, I know, but it's my son changed into an ape. This neutralizer will bring him back to normal.
You must be crazy. Okay, Mike, let him have it.
No, I won't let you. I'm coming, Paul. I'm coming.
Mike, come back. Come back, you hear? Order fire, Mike.
Here I am, Paul. Paul, his father. I have the neutralizer.
Come on,
Paul, I have the injection. Here, give me your arm. Oh, no!
All right, Mike, drop the old man's body now. Let him have it.
Oh, my Jess. Father, where am I? What's happened? Oh.
It was a great pity about poor Professor Drake, wasn't it? He was so young. What am I going to do with his journal? I thought I might carry on his experiments. But I would need someone to assist me as a sort of human guinea pig. Perhaps you would like to volunteer. Oh, you have to go. Too bad. Perhaps you'll drop in on me again soon. I'm always home. Just look for the house on the other side of the cemetery. The house of Dr. Weird.